93.5 3BO, it is Ewan with you. And, during the course of the week, I was lucky enough to be part of the Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprises. They celebrated hitting $100,000 in community grants on Tuesday night. And it was an amazing night. You might have checked out the page of the advertiser, which has a group of incredible smiling faces on it. One of them is Sandy Young, and she joins us on the line. Sandy, g'day.
Hello, how are you, Ewan?
Fantastic. Now, Sandy, first of all, thank you very much for the invite to be part of the celebrations for you guys hitting $100,000 in community grants. It's a huge milestone for you guys.
Yes, it was a wonderful celebration for us for a few years' work, so we were very pleased with the roll-up for the evening.
Now, take us through a little bit about Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise and how you guys do what you do.
Oh, we're very lucky to be supported by the Bendigo Bank and Bendigo Community Telco. And we've had a new group join us this year, Viewpoint Huntley, at the Huntley area. Mm. And these groups provide us with the funds to put money back into the community. They do that by, if people bank with the Bendigo or bank with Telco, or put their telecommunications through there, or buy a block from Viewpoint Bendigo, that money or a fraction of it comes back to the Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise, and then we can redistribute it towards community projects.
Now, some of the projects that were given out money during the course of this week, there were 9 lucky recipients. One was for a defibrillator for the local CFA, but there were many other worthy recipients as well.
Yes, we try and do a really big cross-section of the community. So there was a church group that put in for a small grant. They received some money to improve their facilities. There was also a sporting group, and the facility at Huntley needed a new refrigerator or freezer, and they were able to get some money towards that. We're also helping out some of the primary schools. There was a primary school with a netball set of teams that needed an upgrade with their uniforms. We were able to help those people out as well. So it is a broad cross-section of the community that we're able to give money to. There was a group, I think it was the animal shelter welfare group out of Huntley. They received money as well to improve their facility.
And Sandy, the grants that you give out, they take place twice a year. So it's an awful lot of money that you give back to the community.
Yes, look, last night we were able to give out $7,799 in small grants, plus another $2,000 for the defibrillator. But we give those grants out in May and November each year. And on our website, there is information available for people in our Northern District who may wish to improve some of their facilities or complete some sort of project. If they get on the website, they'd be able to have a look there, and there's an application form there to fill in.
And, Sandy, one of the things that I was talking about last night as the MC for the event, you guys are always looking for volunteers to maybe get on the board and help out to facilitate the grants process that you run each year.
Yeah, that'd be fabulous. We only meet 11 times during the year, and 2 of those nights that we meet includes presentation nights like we had last night, Ewan. And so it's not a very arduous task, and we just make some decisions, of course, at the meetings. And having done that, we try and meet and greet different people in the community and find out what their needs are and talk to them about promoting the Bendigo Bank, who facilitate what we do, and also Bendigo Community Telco and Viewpoint Huntley. So it's just sharing our knowledge of what the bank has to offer and what Community Telco can do for us and Viewpoint Huntley. And if people can get on board with those groups, that allows us to get even greater revenue to put back into the community.
Sandy, it's been great to talk to you, and congratulations for last night. We're going to talk over the course of the next couple of months and give people a little bit of information about Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise. But you guys do a fantastic job, and congratulations on that $100,000 milestone as well. It really is sensational that much money has been put back into the local community.
Thanks very much, Ewan, for the opportunity.
Sandy Young talking to us from the Bendigo Northern District's Community Enterprise. And mark my words, we're going to learn a whole lot more about it over the coming months right here on 3BO.